What's going on, listeners? We are back with episode 11 of Sundays with Allure. We're going to start off as usual, introducing our hosts. We got Hate.
What's up?
We got me, I'm Rishi. We got Sahil.
What's up?
We got Shaylin.
What's good?
On Sundays with Allure, we discuss the hard-hitting topics that saturate the music industry. Using the perspective of a DJ company, we analyze the way music impacts culture and society. Now, we're going to start this episode on a little bit of a somber note. That's why I didn't go with the signature, Let's Get It Poppin'. XXXTentacion was pronounced dead today. He's
fatally shot in
Miami. Yeah, he was shot in Miami.
He's buying a bike, I think. He was at a bike dealership, motorcycle dealership.
I think so. And
he was getting into his i8, and a drive-by happened, and he got shot while he was in his car.
For those of you who don't know who XXXTentacion is, he's a pretty rising rapper, honestly. He was gaining, honestly, in my opinion, he gained enough of a following on SoundCloud to be considered like a rap superstar, because he would garner audiences that like people like Rich the Kid or all those kind of like rappers couldn't even dream of. Like, this guy had people coming out for him, and he built his fan base from scratch. He was garnering a lot of respect. He was working with big artists. J. Cole recently praised him for his talents, and he was a deeply flawed individual as well. But, 20 years old is really young to lose somebody that talented. So
I wanted to make a note on that, is that the fact that he was 20 years old.
Yeah, it's
like,
my
that's
age.
A very, very young age, and he was already, a rising star.
Yeah, personally, I wasn't a big fan of his music, like, myself, but in general, I know he was making a huge splash. Forget hip-hop, just in general, like, his reach to, obviously, I guess for our age, it may not be, like, the exact music we listen to. I know you guys kind of like it, but yeah. In general, obviously, it caters to, like, a younger audience.
For sure.
But he was making, like, a big wave with his music.
Oh, yeah. He was blending genres, honestly. If you listen to his albums, this man was not tied down to anything. He would sing, he would rap, he would have like metal type music where it's super aggressive, but then like the next song could be like just very mellow, and he'll spit bars. He had a song with Joey Badass, and like just so many different things that this guy was capable of doing.
Out of curiosity, did he go by the title rapper? Because I know that I don't know that much about him in general, but I do know that he was like you said, he does dive into like different genres. So I know that like this music he puts out is always just a little different.
Yep.
So does he like classify himself as a rapper, just or was he just an artist? Like,
I think he was just an artist. Yeah. An artist who was heavily influenced by the hip hop genre, but then he incorporated so many things that.
Yeah. Exactly. But he wasn't like, oh, I'm a rapper.
No.
I think that's probably why he stayed out of a lot of.
Yeah.
He could have gotten into some worse drama, to be honest.
The cool part about XXX is that, he was staying away from your typical topics, like your stereotypical topics that a rapper would have.
He had a lot of controversy surrounding
him. Yeah. But like, if you listen to his music and his lyrics, it's more sorrow and depressing.
Honestly, his music and his just his personality, it's kind of weird. Like, they match, but they also don't match.
Yeah.
They're very different. Like, you would think someone, I guess just looking at his appearance, you would expect a different type of music. And like what you just showed me right now, a couple of songs, it's like he seems like a completely different person.
Yeah, I think, I know he's somebody who openly struggled with depression. And he talked about that a lot in a lot of his music. And I actually think that's why a lot of people really related to him. Like, I was looking at, how if you go on Twitter and you just type in his name, you scroll down, you can hear about what people are saying about him. And so many people were just saying the same thing. Like, this guy's music saved my life, or this guy's music made me, stop myself from committing suicide. Like, things like that. And he did it in such a different way. Like, how Logic talks about the same thing, but he does it in this like really kind of romanticizing type way where it's like, it's almost like somebody who's never really, really experienced it. But what this guy did was he kind of just dove straight into those dark, dark feelings. And for whatever reason, I think people found solace in that. It was very interesting.
I think it's actually kind of a 50-50 split, because obviously it's fresh news. But I was looking at just general comments on Twitter and Facebook, wherever it's popping up. It's like a pretty 50-50 split. A lot of people are just like, he deserved it, which kind of sucks. I mean, it's kind of messed up to say that, regardless of what his actions were. But I'm not sure if you're aware, but like there's a lot of like domestic abuse claims, and like there was a lot of like messy stuff surrounding him. So a lot of people are like, oh, why is it okay? Why are people like, cherishing him, even though he acted like this? They're like, oh, just because he's an artist, it's okay to do stuff like that. But it's
I don't
like,
think anybody's happy about what he's done, but you need to split what he's done and the music he's leaving as a legacy compared to anything else, because he was 20. That's a very young age to lose anybody, and he had a lot to learn in his life. You know, there was so much he could have gone on to do. There was a whole redemption path for him, if you think about it. He could have come back from everything because, you know, he has done a lot of messed up stuff, and a lot of people didn't like him because of that, but hopefully now his music is just a legacy of that, and everyone else, they won't really remember anything else that happened. I think that's the best way to remember him.
It's actually interesting because he was, for the past, I would say, I think it was like 3 or 4 months, this guy had kind of fallen back almost completely in terms of, like, you know, doing things on social media and, you know, just wilding out. But, like, in turn, he had become very positive, actually. Like, the dude was really trying to spread positivity. He was trying to, like, uplift his fans. And it didn't seem fake to me. Because you can see it, like, oh, you know, this guy has – he's trying to revamp his image. But I don't even think there was a reason for him to, because so many people were rocking with him regardless of his image.
Honestly, not –
so he was going out of his way to – become a better person, and that's what it seemed like. And so J. Cole, I know, was talking about that, and like a lot of people who were close to him were saying like he had just turned this corner in his life where he didn't want to be the person that everybody thought he was. And
but the sad thing is that, you know, when you become someone that's big and that popular and everyone classifies you as a certain type of rapper, when you have that type of notoriety where you're going around talking shit about people on different talk shows, you know, you're gonna make enemies. And everyone's saying, you know, this was just a freak accident, but at the end of the day, it could be pretty targeted because, you know, he went to a motorcycle store. He had a huge Louis Vuitton duffel bag. Who knows what was in it, but that was the only thing removed from the car.
Regardless, he's a very controversial artist general. There's a lot of, like...
I'm sure he's pissed off a lot of people.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, probably. He's very... like, regardless of what his music has done, it still comes down to his actions, right? So, but regardless, on, like, a positive note, I guess. I mean, not to, like... It's just because there was a lot of... Obviously, there's a lot of ups and downs with everything that happened.
Yeah.
And because there are mixed, like, it's not just, you can tell very obviously, like, off of social media and people's general opinion that it's not all positive.
Yeah.
You know, it's not all positive energy, like, oh, we're sorry.
I think this is exactly what J. Cole was talking about. Exactly. Don't be that guy who's on SoundCloud talking shit about people and making waves like that. It's not going to end well.
And, yeah, speaking of J. Cole, it's if you watch his interview with Lil Pump that we talked about, a lot of what he was saying kind of reflects because he was talking about how people his age, it's probably just because you can see the two sides of him. So it's a lot of maybe the people who are around him influencing him that are like messing with his two sides that are like maybe he's trying to step away from everything he's done. And there's a lot of bad influences just which is obviously going to affect his music, his lifestyle and in general.
I mean, I know and we talk about J. Cole a lot, but like it a lot of the things that he says ends up ringing true, so that's why it comes up so often. And one of the things that I remember him talking about in his last album, Before Your Eyes Only, there was a song, Changes, where he's kind of discussing the idea of like the ignorance and pain that has somebody beating on their wife. You know what I mean? Like just the idea of
them this, thinking it's
this
okay.
This act is so bad when you look at it through somebody else's eyes, but through their eyes, they have justification for it, and you can't just ignore that. And like whatever that justification was bred out of, whether it was pain and turmoil as a child, whether
bad upbringing,
you know, like whatever, or you know, just mental like issues that a lot of people deal with every day, like those things contribute to the actions that an individual has. And so, it's very easy to just mark someone off as, you know, you were just a bad person. Or were you just somebody who is, one, 20 years old, and two, extremely misguided? You know, like, I feel like that's a line that a lot of people kind of ignore. And happy that J. Cole kind of talks about that.
It's a gray area because it's fully up to opinion, honestly.
It is,
There's no way to say what's right and wrong in that kind of situation. It's just, it comes down to people's opinion, and people are going to look at it how they will.
I think another really fucked up thing that happened was, right after the event occurred today, people are, like, Snapchatting it, putting on Twitter.
Yeah.
Like, what has this world come to that people don't have that type of sanctity for someone who's in that type of, pain?
I saw a video you guys showed.
You got a video of a dead body,
look
bro.
Look it up
keep
at
it.
Your own, like, look it up.
Discretion.
If you really want to, but I don't recommend it. It's a pretty graphic video, but...
It's like, still out there.
Why you gotta show somebody, like, slumped over like that? Like, come on, man. It's not worth it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, when you showed me the video, I mean, at first I wasn't, like, appalled, but I was just like, it's so casual.
It's distasteful.
Like, some guy's just standing there like, oh, shit, he's dead. I'm just like, yo, I'm like, yo, that's not, like, something to take that lightly.
You can just tell from the face, like, he just looks so lifeless.
Yeah.
Well, it was just like a dead body, literally just sitting in the car. And
it's hard to comprehend, but like the crazy thing is that we're so desensitized to this now. Like, we see death so freaking often that it almost becomes just like another thing that happens. And even a dead body, like back, think about like 10 years ago, you know what I mean? Like, seeing a dead body was kind of a big deal. Like, an actual dead body.
People are immune to these things.
Exactly. It's because we're so overly exposed to it. But I mean, I guess that's a different argument entirely. What we should do is, you know, go over to a different note now, because Escobar season is here. That's and we true. Got Nasir Jones with an album that he dropped. Kanye West produced 7 tracks.
Is that really Nas's full name?
Yes, sir. It is.
I really never knew that.
Nasir Jones, baby. The my That's favorite a dope name. Personally, my favorite rapper of all time. Like, I've said that Nasir. Many times.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, they coin him as the having the greatest rap album of all time, Illmatic.
Yep, greatest lyricist
ever. Yeah, it kind of is. It's arguable whether it's the best, but it's 100%, like, without a doubt, one of those options. Like, if I had, like, 5 options to choose from, that would be on there.
Illmatic is incredible. And the thing with Nas is, like, he's a writer's writer. Like, he doesn't – and people have actually criticized his beat selection a lot in the past, because aside from Illmatic
–
No, dude, you know.
No, I felt like that on this new album. I was listening to it. You know, he's rapping and talking on the album. But it kind of feels very disconnected from the beat that's behind it.
It's very Kanye. But I'm not against that aspect. I'm just saying in the past,
it just feels disconnected.
Yeah, I suppose.
I personally fucked with the Kanye produced Nas.
I mean, let's get into that. I mean, so production wise, dude, I can honestly say, like, I know we were iffy based on, Ye, and just in general, we didn't know how good all these projects would turn out. This turned out amazing.
Fuck,
the production, I can tell he seriously had like a vision for this one.
I don't know about
in any sort of overarching message here. I didn't really detect that.
There were a lot though.
Yeah, no, there were a lot of like things they were so trying to say things. But I don't think there was one big story they were trying to tell. But seriously, it came together so well, the music and really good.
Like, just the first, like, he comes in and like he's like I said in the beginning, because he says that at the first thing Nas ever says in the album is Escobar season is here, and you get real hype. And then after that, they just add these, like, he added this super dramatic, like, build up, almost like a dreams and nightmares type thing. And then after that, I just loved where he put the that girl singing, "I think they scared of us." Like, that's so Kanye, but it sounded so good. Like, you never see that on a Nas album.
No, and it's good because, like, I think one of Nas's strong points is obviously his lyrics. That is really what he's known for. Like you said, I mean, I don't necessarily agree, but a lot of people have questioned his beat selection. I have heard that. But regardless, I think his music is good, and this was no exception.
Oh, no, yeah. I personally, like, I don't, for some reason, I haven't heard a lot of people talking about this. That second sample with the cop shot the kid, the cop shot the kid. Oh, my God, that's crazy.
I was listening to that. I really liked that whole sample, how they used that as the beat.
So good.
I could see a lot of people can find that annoying.
You think so?
I thought it was so hard. Like, after a while, if that was overplayed, I could see how that would get annoying.
Yeah, maybe. I think you just got to be a Kanye fan to, like, really just dig it.
That,
just,
like,
dig that vibe.
Also, you have to remember, not that many people now listen to Nas except, like, people who are actually into hip-hop.
When he was actually
he's
in his prime.
He's not really, like, a mainstream artist.
I think he's grown man hip-hop, honestly.
He's like, grown, yeah. So, like, to be honest, I don't see... I cannot imagine anyone under the age of, like, 20 listening to this, to be honest.
I would be so shocked if anybody...
I mean, I'm sure there's people. There's plenty of people. But the general population, I don't think this was, like, a radio hit type of thing.
The first song is called Not For The Radio.
Yeah, exactly.
But, like, I remember because I threw this on for the first time in, like, a room of people, because you know how there was that fucking delay, and I was waiting for it.
Yeah,
literally,
I'm a little disappointed about that.
I was waiting so long. I waited that night for the stream, and then it didn't happen for, like, the longest time. And then after that, I was waiting for the album, and I'm literally at work just fucking refreshing Spotify. Like, come on, nothing all day. But
yeah, I mean, in general, this series of Kanye produced releases is, I mean, the music has been good, but the release in general, like, logistics has been very, they've neglected it.
Yeah, it's because Kanye does that bullshit. I'm a fucking artist. I do what I want.
Yeah.
I'm just like, okay, you could at least do this in, like, an organized,
a somewhat
fashion.
Timely fashion. Yeah,
not
it
have
was
millions.
So annoying.
24 hours is ridiculous.
I'm trying to listen to this album. It's not on Spotify. It's not on Apple Music. It was on some stupid stream at like 3 a.m. where nobody is awake. Nobody is listening to it. Like, come on, dude. You want to drop an album? At least do it properly. Like, I don't think that even creates hype. If you do it for one album, sure. But he did it for the last four albums he produced. Like, this is just nonsense.
Only Pusha T was dropped on time.
Only Pusha T.
Barely.
Yeah, barely, because he, like, decided last minute to add whatever.
Oh, yeah. Ye showed up on time, but too bad nobody wanted to listen to it.
Yeah, literally, that's what happened.
Coming out of 2017, I didn't think we would have a good year of hip-hop, like, just to be honest. I didn't see it coming, but June 2018 is going to go down in history. Kanye, Pusha T, Kid Cudi, Jay-Z, Drake.
Nas.
Oh, dude, beyond, yeah. This is, I don't think any time in our lives did we think all these rappers are going to put music out all at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the competition's high. And also, as much as Kanye is just, like, he's not on the people's side right now, as much as that's the case, the fact that he's coming out with music is, like, shaking the ground.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the fact that, like...
The fact that he has his hands on it.
Dude, Funk Flex on his Instagram was, like, death to mumble rap. I was just like, yeah, for sure.
I saw Chris Rock post a meme about the delay, and it was literally just, like, it was Nas. How do I upload this? It was Chris Rock.
It was so
Chris Rock's like, I need this album now, and he put that meme up.
But, like, you know what? It's so sad that Nas dropped an album. We didn't even have a whole weekend to listen to it before Jay-Z and Beyonce did this to us.
Oh, yeah. True. Honestly, though, like, I mean, I love Nas so much, and I was looking forward to this because I saw him, you know, he put out those tweets saying this is when this is all going to come out. And then I saw Nas at the end of that, and I was like, no way. Because he had that song with DJ Khaled called Nas Album Done yes. on the Major Key album, which was like 3 years ago, I think.
Yes,
now.
I heard mm-hmm. it.
And so,
it's not bad.
I'm like, hell no, yeah, it's a good song. But, like, I was just like, yo, Nas album done, 3 years, where are we at? And then I think what happened was I think Kanye literally just went in and did a whole Nas album. Like, and it sounds to me like Nas came to Kanye and was just like, yo, you do this part, I'll do this part.
Exactly.
And, like, yeah. I'm not going to question you, you don't question me.
Because I don't think two large figures like that, especially for what they're known for, like, I don't see them having a very good back and forth. They seem to have too much of an established sound, taste, and a process to making their music. To, like, we talked about it on our last podcast or the one before when we were, like, expecting this release, that Nas and Kanye are probably going to, like, keep each other in check, where Kanye's not going to go crazy because Nas is there and vice versa.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I can see how they probably just, like, okay, you handle this, I handle this, and let's just
Do you guys have favorites on this? I personally was... Adam and Eve.
Adam and Eve is good.
My shit. I liked.
I like Cop Bonjour. Shot the Kid.
Ooh, Bonjour, smooth. Cop Shot the Kid.
Cop Shot the Kid. Yeah.
But yeah, those two. I think Adam. Oh, also the one Everything. Oh, Everything is beautiful.
With the Dream.
Kanye's vocals on that. Oh my! I was mind blown. I was like, you sound
I could have done
so
without
good.
It.
Really?
I could have done without it. To be honest.
Oh, I loved that. I thought
I'm honestly.
So
is
good.
Anyone not surprised that the Dream was on this album?
No, The Dream's pretty heavily involved with Kanye.
Really?
He was also on Kanye's album. Yay.
Yeah, but, like, I was just so surprised because he kind of, like, right. fell off. And then
I love The Dream.
Just came out of nowhere.
The Dream is talented as fuck because he writes for a lot of people.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he does. For sure.
Do you think this album's, like, kind of niche in a sense, though? Like, as much – I feel like it was such a big deal to us.
Yeah,
but I don't think it was that big of a deal in to the general public.
You'd be surprised, though. I've been – so, like, I have, like, this one group of friends who, like, I know the type of music they're into. And, like, I like their type of music, too. It's kind of the type of music that you and I share.
Right.
Like, except both of them were, like – they were posted – because we have this one group chat where we all post, like, new music that we like. Both of them posted, like, three songs from the Nas album. They were like, yo, this shit is hard. And I was really surprised by that because I'm, like, usually these guys listen to, like – Nestle, like the guy I showed you, they love him. They love, like, Young Thug, like, only those types of things.
More modern.
Exactly. Yeah. But, like, I asked them too, I was like, why do you like it? And they were like, dude, the beats and then just Nas's, like,
voice.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, voice.
He,
like,
he
it's
has
so
that
good.
Flow. Yeah, of course. There's that flow that he has that it's like, I don't know why, but, like, the only people I feel like can compare to that is, like, Mobb Deep in general. Yeah. I only feel the same vibe in their music, but I mean, different discussion.
No, yeah, I think there's something about Nas that just kind of it has not the potential to bridge the gap.
Yeah, not a lot of artists really rap like that anymore.
Oh, for sure.
Like, forget the words. Just for some reason, the way he like musically he structures his sound is not very common anymore.
You know, as like the most average hip hop listener here, because you know I don't really listen to hip hop as much as you people or keep up with it as much. I didn't really have any favorites in this album. You know, I like the production a lot. I think Nas has a lot of value that he's provided in this album, and I think. It's a good album, but, you know, just I still can't get over the fact that the sound doesn't really match what he's saying. Like, for some reason, I listened to it like twice through, and for some reason, it just doesn't it doesn't mesh well, at least not to me. Like Nas, what he's saying is very nice. What Kanye produced is very good, but it doesn't match.
See, like, that's what I'm saying. I think the general opinion will just be like, oh, okay, cool album. I'll listen to this a couple times, but I'll get over it.
Yeah, it's a cool idea for a compilation, but...
You know, actually, it kind of goes back to what you're saying about the album being niche. That's actually a really good point, because it might just be somebody who really admires Kanye as a producer and really admires Nas as a lyricist.
They'll fanboy over it. Like I really it, you really like it.
Which is, and then hate is kind of highlighting the fact that,
hate's like the average listener.
I like Kanye. I don't really, you don't know much about Nas, right? I'm sure you've never heard of
him. I mean, I've listened to Illmatic. I've listened to all of Nas and stuff like that.
Really? You've listened to, like, his whole discography?
Not all of it, but I listened to a lot of it, because, you know, a couple years ago I found out, like, oh, he has the greatest hip-hop album of all time, so I'm I've heard his name, let me try and listen to some of this. But the thing is, like, I don't like the way he structures his rap and his flow. It's not the type of flow that I like, personally.
Yeah,
I think it's very 80s, 90s type of rap flow, because he's a rapper from that time, right? Yeah,
he's a 90s rapper.
The way I listen to, like, the 90s rap, they're all rapping on top of a beat. They're not matching the beat to what they're saying as much as what people do today.
Yes, yes. That I actually 100% agree on. Before, it was just about, like the old boom bap style is very simple.
Yeah, they would just sample a beat, loop it for 3 minutes, and spit on it.
Yeah, like they had the, whatchamacallit, the drum machines and all that, the 808s and all stuff.
And I know hate isn't, like, you've said this before, that you don't really look at lyrics as, like, you know, in music. You're not really, like, you don't make an effort to...
No, I just think rap is really hard to follow for
me. Yeah, yeah. So, without that aspect of it, it's very hard to appreciate Nas, because that's where he is so intricate and so, like, his genius lies in those bars. And so it's very hard to grasp the kind of artist he is without really sitting down and trying to digest everything he's saying. But, yeah, overall, I think it was a quality album. I think everyone agrees it was a quality album. I think it's just a preference deal, right? You know, you like it or you don't.
I'm surprised it wasn't more of a train wreck, just because of how polarizing both of their styles can be.
I don't think it was definitely going to be a train wreck.
I don't think it would have been a train wreck, because I think being both, being who they are, if it wasn't working out, they would have dropped the project. They would have rather taken the, like, heat, even after announcing it, and been like, it didn't work out.
Yeah, scrap it.
They would have much rather taken that L instead of just putting out something that's crappy.
I can see that as well.
Yeah, because I don't think Nas would just... I mean, like I said, some of his work is questionable, I guess you could say, but I still don't think at this time he would have taken that risk.
I don't think Kanye would have ever gotten himself Kanye something too, man, that he know he wasn't going to fulfill also, to his full potential.
If Kanye made a whack album with Nas, first of all, forget Nas. Everyone would hate Kanye like 50 times over.
Yeah, why'd everyone you do this to Nas, bro?
Everyone in the hip-hop community, because already everyone hates him.
Yeah.
Okay, forget the hip-hop community specifically. The black community is especially on his ass now.
Oh my God, yeah.
And then you widen up with the hip-hop community. And now if you were to do something like that, like, you're seriously going to, like, the few fans you have left in hip hop are going to tear you apart.
Oh yeah.
So I'm just glad they were smart about it. They didn't overstep. They played to their strengths. So
that was the last Kanye of the year, right?
No, it was one more with Tiana Taylor.
I'm hyped. Right. I've been listening to snippets of that one. Shit. I'm excited, especially if you're like an R&B fan, if you like SZA, if you like Tinashe, but
you
to a lesser extent.
But for like the past couple months, she's been going, oh my God, my voice is broken. Like, I'm never going to be able to sing again. Then today she goes, oh no, everything's fine, guys. I'm going to go back to singing. Like, what? Stop being a drama queen.
Oh my God.
Man, create some stir.
Let me just break this down real quick. When you cancel your appearance in a really big tour, you got to give people a reason. So you give people a reason, and then you decide, okay, I'm feeling better. Maybe I should come back for all the fans who really kind of wanted to see me perform.
I get it, because Adele has done it too. Adele was like, you know, my voice is really strained. I've been putting a lot of pressure on it, so, you know, I'm going to take a break. But she didn't make it nearly as dramatic as what SZA did.
What was the drama? I'm confused.
It wasn't drama. It was her being dramatic.
What did she do that was dramatic?
But that's like typical. You'd expect her to do that.
She was literally like, oh my God, guys, I'm never going to sing again. My voice is it's broken.
What if she was worried?
What if there was actually serious problems?
Yeah, SZA.
Oh, not Adele. I was like, Adele didn't do all that.
No, Adele didn't do all that. SZA did. I'm just saying, it was interesting. I was reading about it today.
Fair enough. I mean, who knows? I could be wrong. But, no, yeah, Tiana Taylor's got like that real, you know, sexy R&B sound, so I'm hyped for it. I like it. Oh, also, speaking of sexy R&B, Georgia Smith, who was featured on the Black Panther album, Holy shit. Mm. She dropped an album, and if you're into that smooth R&B,
she has a good voice.
Please listen to it. She has this like super sexy British voice, man. Very beautiful voice. You sit there, you just let that wash over you. Highly suggested. It's called Lost and Found.
There's a song called Lost by Frank Ocean, and she did a cover for that.
Oh, yeah.
And that it sounds so good. I mean, really, I like the Frank Ocean version better, but, you know, she did it pretty good.
Word.
She really did it really good.
Wait, did you guys find it interesting that Kanye didn't credit himself as a feature on the tracks that he was on?
Really?
Why would it matter if he did?
I mean, it doesn't matter, but, like...
I mean, he has his name written all over it.
I guess, but it's just an interesting tidbit.
I think people are like, yo, I wonder who this guy rapping is.
No, but...
Sounds like Kanye, but I don't see him credited here.
Hey, those credits matter, because if your name's not credited on it, the whatever, the RIAA, like the Recording Industry of America, doesn't give you royalties for it.
But he's credited as an executive producer on every album.
I'm just saying,
you're still getting royalties.
For those, if it plays as a single, he doesn't get it.
But, he executively like produced that too.
I don't know, but there's some rules about
maybe
that.
Maybe the royalties are different
from the credits.
So he won't make as much money as he could have, basically.
Yeah, it's possible. Well, sorry, Kanye. let's swerve on to the last segment of the show this week. As always, we're going to do our Songs of the Week.
Songs of the Week.
Songs of the Week.
Songs of the Week.
Wow.
Oh, I think that might work, actually.
That was cool.
We should use that.
That was pretty
cool.
Weird.
I think that was cool.
That was pretty weird.
Rocking with the week.
Is that too late?
Yeah.
A little bit too late, yeah.
Okay, who's going first?
All right, I have mine up first. It's New York Times by J. Cole. I just ended up playing this earlier, but I was listening to this like 5 times today, so, you know.
Cold all right. World.
For all my niggas in the city. This shit really for Queens, though. Really for Queens, though. You know? Big city of dreams, motivated by scheme. Getting money regimen with my getting money machine. Got me. Yeah. Yeah, New York Times, come listen to these New York rhymes. A southern nigga with a New York mind. In the concrete jungle of Queens, trying to be kings. Getting to the money, it seems, by any means. As I watch it all pan out, try not to stand out. Fish out of water, getting the fisher reporter.
All right.
Hey, that's Cole. Yeah, Cole's going in as usual. I was feeling
classic
that, man.
Classic Cole, man.
Every time
classic
I hear
Cole.
It, I've heard it so many times, and it's like, ooh, there we go, Cole.
Gives you chills.
Yeah.
All right, next one I think is Shaylin's.
Yes, so this song is a tribute to XXXTentacion. It's from his album 17. Song name is Everybody Dies in Their Nightmares. You know, this album just had a lot of good songs that, you know, you can really listen to at night when you're just hanging out by yourself. You just want to listen to some good music. And so this is Everybody Dies in Nightmares.
R.I.P. Change those like clothes, I can get attached. Cause these old spots told us like lit matches. I've been feeling really lost, looking all attachments. I don't really go outside cause I hate traffic. I don't wanna go outside, get caught in traffic. Till I feel like I'm trapped in my damn mind. Till I feel like I'm rapping a damn lot. Till I feel like my life is a damn game. Nigga really wanna die in the nighttime. Till I feel like I'm trapped in my damn mind. Till I feel like I'm rapping a damn lot. Till I feel like my life is a damn game. Those layers,
so, yeah, man.
Man,
yeah. Such a nice little song and gives you like little chills,
you know,
man.
Looking at him, I wouldn't think he'd make music like
exactly
because, you know, honestly, I look at all these like new rapper names. You have like 6ix9ine, you have XXXTentacion, and it's like they ran out of usernames, so they started adding numbers and
literally
letters.
Hey man,
so
don't
I'm
judge
not
a book by its cover.
Usernames. This guy,
don't judge a book.
It's like
by
an AIM
its
screen name, dude. XXXTentacion, that probably was his AIM screen name. All we know.
100%.
Probably, man. Probably.
100%.
That's what happens when you get denied a whole bunch of times. It's like, fuck, just add a CION at the end. I just want to get my username in here.
Yeah, for real. All
right. Well, speaking of which, I'm going to do... Oh, you're up next?
All right. Yeah. My song is next. It's another unfortunate story. This is Lil Peep. He passed away, I think, last year, right?
Yep.
Something like that. His story is a little bit sadder. I think he died of an overdose, but regardless, I think he made an impact on the industry. You know, he wasn't as big as what XXXTentacion became, but I still like the song a lot. Watch the video, by the way. Oh, yeah.
Tell a bitch good luck.
Hey. yeah, it's just
I fucks with that
it's
song
hard,
bro.
Honestly, we got a real vibe going. After that J. Cole thing, we're kind of on the same string.
Yeah.
Gonna revert back to XXX real quick. I was actually, I'll be honest, I was a fan of it. So this was one of my favorites. Still trying to maintain same things that a blue bitch might frame. My brain can't fathom what the hate say. He say, she say, how about me say, get a V say, headed to the LSA, ESAP. What's up on my shorty wrist? It's an AP. On the title, save a bitch, CAP. Feeling like ET, flying out of the Eddie, fucking up shorty. She better catch you a come with the habit. I mean, I'm better than better. Maybe I'm lying. I'm sadder than most of y'all with the money. You're a fool, nigga. What is money really worth if it ain't love? I'ma find a perfect balance. It's gonna take time. I heard shorty still in love through the grapevine. I heard shorty still in love through the grapevine. Hey,
dude, that is lit.
Mix a little bit, and right after that, he goes mix a little bit of weed with a little bit of cash. It's so good. Just
nah, yo, that's a flow it's right a good there, song, man. That gets
that
you hooked.
Good. I like that.
That yeah, gets
man.
You
shout
hooked.
Shout out to XXX, man. R.I.P.
R.I.P. for sure, brother.
Despite the flaws, man, I wish you had a chance for redemption, and I wish we got more music from you.
A lot of other artists were just shouting out to him, saying that they really wish they got to see more of his artistry.
For sure, man. And artists who aren't just... I've noticed it's like artists who are very selective about the people that they support.
Yeah, yeah.
And they still see XXX.
Like big names were like shouting him out. And like they were really hoping to see more of him. But
yeah, they saw a young guy with a lot of talent.
Exactly.
With a path to redemption.
Didn't even get a chance to like make amends with the people he broke relationships with.
Well, you're going to live on in your music, man. We hope I know he was recording an album before he passed away, and let's hope we can hear that, because I'd love to hear whatever he's got. So, on that note, Hate, if you want to bring us home.
All right, that's it for this week, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in. Rest in peace, XXXTentacion. Please do check out his music. Even if you're not a fan of the things he's done in his life, I think his music will have an impact. You know, people are going to remember him for that, and it's an important thing to remember someone, especially someone who had such an impact on so many lives. I think that's very important. So, interesting tidbit, Allure DJs will be going on a trip to Nashville, so we will be giving you the lowdown on the country music festival capital
Psych.
Of the world.
No, we won't.
We're going to have
this
a vlog ready for you guys. Please do be sure to check it out. We're going to take a video of all of our degeneracy. We're going to be going to the Country Hall of Fame. We're going to learn all about the history of what country music is. I know a lot of us don't really listen to it, but you know, it's always good to go down a new avenue, take a different road. And with that being said, check us out on SoundCloud, YouTube, Google, Spotify. Sorry, we're not on Spotify. I keep saying Spotify, everybody.
Because
our playlist
is on Spotify, so make sure you check that out.
Yeah, but Apple Music, Apple Podcasts, check us out. That's it for this week. I'm Hate signing off.
Rishi, peace.
Shailen, peace out.
Sahil.